Starting another brand new hour now of the Steve Gruber Show, coming to you live from Studio G right here in the heart of America. I'm Steve Gruber, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom. I want to tell you the truth, but nobody else will. I'm going to be brutally honest. Look, somebody has to do it. God bless America. Let's do this. Here are three big things you need to know to start this hour and this day. Number one, can you believe that if you buy a child for sex in California, it's only a misdemeanor with a one-year maximum? Should change, right? Yeah, well, Democrats keep blocking stronger laws. True. Number two, abortion could prove to be the pivotal issue of 2024, outweighing everything else. It's on the ballot in some critical places, none more so than Arizona. Will that change? Doesn't seem so. And number three, the world is waiting to see if Israel is going to respond to the unprecedented attack Saturday from Iran, where hundreds of suicide drones and ballistic missiles were fired from Iranian territory, sent to the Jewish state. You probably saw it. It was live all over this network and everyone else. However, in a clear rejection of the Iranian escalation, most of the missiles and drones never made it to Israeli territory. They were instead knocked down over Jordan and Iraq. Those countries working, it appears, in coordination with the United States, United Kingdom, and others to prevent any serious damage from occurring. When I say others, if you saw the footage and saw it happening in real time live, there was something flying around over there. You could see it moving around, taking out missiles and drones. Next generation technology? Something else? I don't know, but the footage is, well, it's fascinating and very effective. And this also clearly shows that Iran is increasingly isolated on the world stage with no support even from its neighbors. The regime in Tehran also gave notice, we're told, as much as 72 hours in advance of the planned attack. We're told the United States was among those that were tipped off to the plan to launch swarms of drones and missiles. So far, it appears, one 7-year-old girl was the only person injured in the attack, though she is reported in critical condition, last report. But what's been exposed is the dangerous world of Joe Biden. The very dangerous world of Joe Biden and the dangerous world that is created when America is weak and has no clear messaging. We've been told that Joe Biden told Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, during a Saturday phone call that Israel should not respond to any of this. He's among many who want to curb the possible expansion of hostilities. Well, at this point, those inside Washington do not have an appetite for war in the Middle East, but Joe Biden's weakness makes war more likely. Not less. Listen.
Congressman, bottom line me here. Do you want to see U.S. military action against Iran or Israel take a countermeasure against Iran?
I don't think at this point that the United States should be engaged in a military action directly at Iran. But I do believe that if this administration fails to step up to the plate and understand that we have an escalating conflict and make it clear to Iran that there are red lines and that the United States will defend Israel and will not allow Iran to become a weapon state, that we will be in a broader conflict and we will have less options. Their failure to box in Iran and let them understand that there will be consequences makes it more dangerous every day.
Billions of dollars released, billions, by this administration. Sanctions lifted, allowing Iran to sell 2 million barrels of oil a day to China. China funding all of this, make no mistake. The question today, for Israel, how do you respond? And do you act as if you're being directed by Washington? I mean, these are critical questions for Bibi. Many believe that the Iranian attack was just a big show, no real intention of inflicting any significant damage. But Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is facing pressure to deliver a blow back to Tehran with his own people. Here it is.
President Biden basically said, we will protect Israel. And that was an extraordinary show of defensive capability last night. That was a massive attack. It is so lucky and skilled that they were able to shoot down those drones, those missiles, more than 300. The U.S. early last night thought there might be 400 or 500 missiles and drones headed for Israel. So this is not over, as you say, George. And I do think you will likely see some sort of response from Israel. Because no one was injured, because there was no infrastructure damage, I believe it will probably just aim at military facilities in Iran. But Netanyahu will be under a lot of pressure domestically to retaliate for that strike aimed at Israel.
All right, Martha Raddatz, do you believe anything she has to say generally? She's sketchy, to say the least. Look, Benjamin Netanyahu has the duty to protect his country, the duty to respond in many ways. But the question is, on balance, do you go after Iran? Iran edging ever closer to having nuclear weapons. Would their nuclear weapons come on a fleet of equipment that is more effective at getting through the Iron Dome? Maybe. Maybe. Or does Israel have some next generation defensive system that we saw in action? Whatever that was, moving around up there, taking out drones and missiles. It was remarkable. Some of those missiles being blown up outside the atmosphere. You probably saw that footage as well. Democrat Senator John Fetterman is an outlier. He stands with Israel in defiance of the Democrat Party. He stands with Israel, period. Pandering by anyone, including Joe Biden, is a bad idea, he says. Listen.
I mean, the president is entitled to his own views and whatever he decides to do. But I would never capitulate to the fringe. I'll never pander to that as well. In fact, that helps, that empowers Hamas. And Hamas they're actually convinced that they are winning the PR war, and they're never going to negotiate at this point. They think that they're going to hold on to the very end. And I know why they're not willing to provide any kind of proof of life. And I don't know why there's not more of that conversation in the media. Like, what about the hostages? What's happened to them? Where are they now? And let's just bring them home. And then all of the harsh words should be directed at Hamas, which started this and now continues to hold all of over 100 Israeli hostages.
But nobody knows how many hostages they are. Remarkable to see that John Fetterman is the guy who bucks the system, says we need a secure border, must stand with Israel. Says he's not going to back down. He doesn't care what Joe Biden does. He stands with Israel. But like I said, Joe Biden's weakness has created a very dangerous world. From his first massive failures in withdrawing from Afghanistan that left 13 Americans dead in Bagram Air Force Base in the Chinese hands, Biden has continued to oversee one bad decision after another, the ongoing war in Ukraine. Not even on the horizon, January of 21, when Donald Trump was still in the Oval Office wrapping up his work. 1 year later, the tanks from Russia rolled in. The administration's feeble response to the ongoing attacks on Houthi rebels, backed by Iranian money. Weapons on Middle East shipping has continued. Those attacks on Middle East shipping has continued to embolden those that think Washington is not going to respond to much of anything, because they're not. It's a far cry from the response we got when Ronald Reagan faced a similar challenge. He decided to sink pirate ships and put the world on notice that America would not tolerate such warlike behavior. Meanwhile, China, ramping up its rhetoric over Taiwan, and is now threatening the Philippines as well over more territorial disputes. Of course, China has such arguments with every single one of its neighbors. But this one, with Manila, comes with a U.S. mutual defense treaty. What will Joe Biden and his circle of weaklings do about that? We're in a very dangerous place today. Iran willing to attack Israel directly. Its neighbors not interested. Jordan, Iraq, others saying, we want nothing to do with this. We'll continue the analysis and a deeper dig. Look, it's Monday. Deeper dig. It's coming up after the break. Don't go anywhere.
Those burgers smell amazing.
Speaking of amazing, our barbecue is powered by natural gas.
Yes.
Because we're just two roommates in a commercial, letting everyone know Enbridge is working to reduce emissions by blending hydrogen and renewable natural gas into their network.
It's what we were created to do, Michael.
Deja, it's what we live for. And when this commercial ends,
we say,
Tomorrow is on.
Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
Are you living with nagging aches and pains? Start living pain-free with CBD from Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand. Legalized in 2018 by President Trump, CBD is an all-natural approach to pain relief. Join millions of people that have already discovered the amazing healing benefits of CBD. Patriots Relief offers a complete line of premium CBD products, all backed by their 30-day empty bottle guarantee. Go to PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. Use the promo code Gruber for 40% off.
Silly, careless human, you unleashed my power. Just try and stop me. I dare you.
Debris burning is the leading cause of wildfires in Michigan. All it takes is a spark.
Play with me, and you will get burned.
Don't go starting something wild. Burn safely by contacting your local fire department or visiting michigan.gov/burn permit. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Natural Resources and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses, with hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students. Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.